The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has released a new report that builds a case for the use of geothermal energy for agriculture. Geothermal energy is the constant flow of heat energy radiating from the Earth's core. According to FAO, if harnessed, this energy can provide unique opportunities for cheaper, sustainable food production and processing in developing countries. To elaborate more on how investing in these energies can benefit countries, especially those needing to increase food security, is Divine Njie, Deputy Director of FAO's Rural Infrastructure and Agro-Industries Division in Rome. Mr. Njie, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Sandra.
So first off, how can geothermal energy assist agriculture sectors in developed and developing countries?
Heat energy is a key requirement in many agricultural and food processing operations. And where this energy is lacking, it is actually an impediment for development, thereby reducing the possibility of generating income, employment, and also meeting food security needs.
But investing in these energies do present some drawbacks. For example, investing in the initial technology to harness geothermal energy is quite expensive. And also, another challenge might be that not all countries have access to good geothermal reservoirs. So what is the argument for having countries invest if they lack either or both natural or financial resources?
Yeah. Well, I think that there are a couple of issues involved here. Where countries are endowed with this resource, then they have the opportunity to exploit the resource for the benefit of their agricultural and agro-industries sector. And when we are looking at, say, electricity generation, then the investments are high. But there are also possibilities of using the geothermal energy source directly, in which case there is lower investment needs and possibilities of using the energy without actually making huge resources. Now, going back to the cases where you actually make those investments, the payback is actually sustainable because the lack of electricity, for example, is a huge constraint for industrialization. And it actually opens up all sorts of possibilities. This is what we are highlighting in this document.
Can you tell me a bit about what lessons were learned in those case studies and countries?
The document provides an example of Kenya, where the government has taken some policy measures that put a framework and institutional support required. And the example actually shows how a government has taken the necessary steps that are needed from the government. Also, it not only gives you examples of how other countries have done it, it gives you the range of possibilities that they've exploited across the value chain, going from primary production in, for example, greenhouses for production of various horticultural products to aquaculture for production of fish, and then further down the chain to processing operations. And there is a huge slew of possibilities from drying to pasteurization.
What are your thoughts on the future of investment in geothermal energy in agriculture?
Well, given the situation in which we find ourselves today and where we are moving into the future, we need to increase production in a sustainable way, in a climate-friendly way. And I think countries and development practitioners are looking at possibilities like geothermal energy as a very, very attractive option for providing the energy that is required. And I expect that interest in geothermal energy will actually grow.
Mr. Njie, thank you very much.
Thank you.